You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, see your Cleveland Browns at work this summer during Cleveland Browns training camp presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And getting a Ford. Call my man Greg Bamboo Solon, Liberty Ford. Saw him last night at Paco's Tacos.
Where's that?
Paco's Tacos just opened up in Solon.
Your hood.
In my hood. Very good. No Barrio.
Oh.
But very good.
Do you order on a sheet like Barrio?
No, it's different. It's Well, let me finish this read, and then we'll get back to Paco's Tacos.
All right, cool.
Again, training camp presented to you by the Northeast Ohio Ford dealers going on July 30th through August 15th at the Cleveland Browns training facility in Berea, Ohio. Get your free tickets to the Browns training camp beginning this Friday, July 17th at 10 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. And the reason that I went from Ford to Paco's Tacos, I ran into Greg Bamboo, the fine proprietor of Liberty Ford in Solon. At Paco's Tacos.
So is this more, to see him. More of a traditional sit-down Mexican?
It is sit-down. It's very similar to Barrio. They just have like 15 different kinds of tacos on the menu and you order. So it's like $4.50 a taco, basically.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more, although I like to get the bowls at Barrio. So I end up around that four range anyway.
What about the atmosphere? Because Barrio downtown is a kind of a drinking epicenter, it's a happening place.
This place has a big bar. It's got a lot of long benches, kind of similar to what you have at Barrio. Very good. I would highly recommend the lobster quesadilla as an appetizer. They also have lobster tacos, which is a little bit of a differentiator. They have more meat options. They have a lamb taco that's very good. I was very happy with the food. It was very good.
I've never been to Solon. I just don't know.
I don't think you'd be at Solon.
Yeah.
It's like five hours away from where I live in Lakewood.
Maybe when you settle down, KJ, when you become tamed, then you'll be, as you're on your way, I understand.
I'm getting tamed a little bit. I've really calmed
down.
Then
you'll be out to Solon. Yeah, it's the suburbs. But it's very good. Good, and they had very good margaritas. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're at a Mexican restaurant, as I was last night with Andy, my good friend Andy Sims, player agent to the Stars, and of course Ryan Novak and Cleveland's number one male socialite, Jordan Glick. We were all there together. And they have margaritas. They have a bunch of flavored margaritas, traditional margaritas. So they have this whole margarita section. But then at the bottom, they have what's called the perfect margarita. And in my mind, why would I order anything else other than the perfect margarita? Why would I pay $9 for an imperfect margarita when I can have a perfect margarita for $11?
And it's standing alone on the menu like that?
Yeah.
Why is it on the bottom, though? It's supposed to be.
I thought I brought this to the waitress's attention. I said, why isn't this the lead off? And then if you're saying I'm the type of person who's willing to settle for imperfection, then you move down and you go. But why is this at the bottom when it's the perfect margarita? I said, Andy Sims, is he sitting there ordering a margarita? I said, why would you get that when you could have a perfect margarita? And he's like, I like the traditional. I'm like, well, it's not perfect.
Some people don't like perfection.
I guess.
There's different
definitions.
Your perfect is different.
Well, they're calling it perfect, and I'm going to assume Paco's Tacos is the authority. I was disappointed no jalapeno margarita. Although they have jalapenos there, I think that if I had actually stood my ground with the bartender, that I would have gotten a jalapeno margarita. But she wanted to give me her habanero-infused mango tequila. I didn't want any mango.
I've had a habanero margarita before.
It's great. The hotter, the better.
Oh, Nathan, come on. You're lying to yourself. If it doesn't affect your stomach later on.
The hotter, the better. I've had years of training with spicy foods. When I get sushi, I buy at Trader Joe's. They have a habanero sauce at Trader Joe's, which is the hottest sauce I've ever tasted in my life. If it just touches your lips are on fire. But when I get sushi, I couple drops of that in my soy sauce.
It doesn't affect your stomach at all?
I have a stomach of iron now.
Okay.
But for a while, yes.
You have the perfect stomach.
Thank you. Well said.
I've seen someone at a restaurant accidentally get a habanero margarita. Not a good situation.
Drink milk.
I think they were getting their meal for free.
They got to drink milk. If that happens, drink milk. You're fine.
Or
eat ice cream.
I performed the Heimlich once on a friend. It wasn't habanero, but it was spicy.
Did you save them?
Well, they're alive, but I don't know if it was me or not. I was just picking them up in the air and throwing them into a corner.
Did anything come out?
Yeah, the food eventually came out. It was a wing.
So you saved their lives.
You know?
I once saved a life as a lifeguard. True.
Really?
Yeah, a young lad.
Give us a tough time. Give us the quick story.
I was at Treeview Swim Club in Hayward, California, where I grew up, where I was a lifeguard for many, many years. And a kid went in there and was just all of a sudden. It's interesting. You think of drowning when you think of how it's depicted as drowning being a very active thing. It's actually a very like passive thing, a very quiet.
They're just laying there.
Freak out and they just kind of go under and they don't struggle. So you know, you're doing your scanning and I saw him down there and I dove in and I got him and pulled him out and we got all the water out of him and he made it.
I picture you as the lifeguard with the white nose with the zinc.
Never.
Aviators.
I'll have you know, Kevin Jones, you're sitting in the presence of a multiple-time gold medal winner for active victim rescue in the California Lifeguard Olympics. Thank you very little. Thank you. It's on my resume. It's one of my more proud accomplishments.
Nathan's a girl.
If you're a passive victim, I might be a little sore, but if you're an active victim, I'm there. Nobody was faster in California.
This guy can do it all. What can you not do? You're good at golf. You can eat spicy food.
Thank you.
You're so good at talking. I want to be able to talk like you one day.
I think you're on your way to professional talking.
This was good reps for me today.
It was very good reps to you today. I hope you get an opportunity to do it again.
A lot of the tweeters were active today.
I think you're in good shape.
A lot of good topics.
Paul Myers, by the way, mentions the one thing I forgot to say was when I wore an orange pocket square or kerchief on the sideline, he says we were undefeated with a smiley face.
Is that true?
I don't know if that is true because I wore them quite a bit.
We're going to have to do the segment.
We have just unearthed the reason why.
We win. I did have a couple go-to outfits that were undefeated.
I will say when Andrew Gribble was hired for the Bills game, that was his first game. The Browns are 0-5 in the Andrew Gribble era of the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if I'll bring that up with Coach Pat or not, but that was the one thing that happened that was a concrete thing, and the rest of the season unfolded the way it did, Andrew.
I've got no comment on that.
I definitely believe that it is going to be that you are going to be present for some victories.
Yes.
I would bet my life on it.
Wow.
We'll make it to the season.
All right. Yeah. Nathan has bet his life.
The Browns will win a game this year. Yes. Because Andrew Gribble will be here for the season. So, yes. So, you make sure you make it here. Otherwise,
I will be there.
That'd be a big check I'd have to write. Don't want to do that. All right. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford right after this.